Assalamu alaikum, hello and welcome dear viewers to Weekly Scope. I'm joined here by Dr. Mr. Bassam Al-Kantar, political analyst, a journalist and a researcher. Hello and welcome to Weekly Scope.
Thank you.
Of course, dear viewers, before starting our episode, we would like to send our condolences to Al Manar TV and to the families of the martyrs, our colleagues from Al Manar TV, correspondent, of course, and a reporter and a technician. We're speaking about reporter Hamza Hash Hassan, a technician, Halim Allau, photographer, Muhammad Mantash, that were killed by the insurgents inside Maloula in Kalamoon area. Of course, we do send our severe condolences to the families and to Al Manar TV. And of course, this topic will also be discussed by Mr. Bassam. Before starting our episode, we will take a look at the report that would give us more information about what happened this week. We will take a look and be right back. Starting with Jordanian newspaper, the Jordan Times, with this headline, bombing kill at least 16 people in northern Iraq. Bombings targeting security forces in northern Iraq killed at least 16 people Sunday, authorities said as the country prepares for a crucial election later this month. More from the Jordan Times. Libyan Prime Minister quits after 1 month, citing violence. Libya's interim Prime Minister handed his resignation to Parliament on Sunday, just 1 month into the job, saying gunmen had tried to attack his family. More headlines. Islamist boycott Algeria votes as North African tide turns. Algeria's Islamists want the country's leading political force are boycotting this month's presidential election, chastened by recent poor performances at the polls and setbacks for ideological soulmates across North Africa. Ukraine readies full military operation against pro-Russian rebels. Ukraine's armed forces plan to launch a full-scale anti-terrorist operation against pro-Russian separatists. Acting President Oleksandr Torshivnov said on Sunday, raising the risk of a military confrontation with Moscow. Moving on to Lebanese Al-Akhbar English newspaper with this headline, Syrian forces retake Maloula, official. Syrian forces retook the ancient Christian hamlet of Maloula in Damascus province on Monday, 4 months after mainly Islamist rebels overran it, a security official told AFP. Suspected Syrian rebels fired 3 rockets at Lebanon, according to Al-Akhbar. More from Al-Akhbar, Israeli forces injure 6 Palestinians in Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa compound. Israeli police clashed with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City on Sunday, injuring 6 Palestinians, Ma'a News Agency reported. Tunisia military court absolves most Ben Ali officials. Trials for the killings of demonstrators during the Tunisian revolution have officially ended, with the Tunisian military court announcing its verdicts, the most significant of which are the life sentence handed to the deposed president and the release of most of his top officers. Palestinian prisoner starts hunger strike over prolonged solitary confinement. Yemen reports first MERS virus death as Saudi toll up to 68. Moving on to Al-Bawaba, Jewish settlers reclaim their contested house in Hebron. Saif al-Islam, son of Libya's Gaddafi, to go on trial for war crimes. Moving on to Lebanese net, Al-Nahar net, 40 suspects charged over Tripoli clashes. The military prosecutor charged on Monday 40 suspects for their involvement in the fighting in the northern city of Tripoli, the state-run national news agency reported.
Egypt Sisi submits bid for president. Egypt's ex-army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi on Monday officially submitted his bid to run for president, with his lawyer handing over the required documents to the authorities, a spokesman said. More from Annaharnet. Amnesty Algeria silencing critics in run-up to polls. Finally, from Annaharnet, Assad says war turning in regime's favor.